Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the AI Training Podcast. My name is Mark Latimer, the host of the show and the founder of Grateful AI. If you haven't already, you can check us out at openaitraining.com. So excited to be here. Last episode, we had a fantastic conversation around the ethical considerations in AI. And in this episode, I couldn't be more excited to talk about AI in popular culture. Let's dive right in. So the media. I've worked in PR, public relations. I understand that the media is powerful and they control perception. So what and why is the media sharing what they're sharing with you about AI to have you think about it in a certain way? Are they doing it for attention? What is the agenda? You see AI everywhere now. You can't turn on the TV without seeing a commercial for some technology that is going to save or change your life using AI. We see it in movies. We see it showing up in our favorite TV shows. Stand-up comedians are talking about it. And it's in all of the popular literature. You can't get away from it. It's everywhere. Let's look at some of the common themes, stereotypes, and the impact these portrayals have on our public perception. Is it something that we should be excited about and embrace, or that we should fear and worry about? I can tell you, if you have a job that might be replaced by AI, you can be worried. But the media is traditionally always poking the fire of fear. Fear sells advertising. Fear gets you to click. Fear is what people want you to feel. But the other side of fear, this hope, this idea of a better future, doesn't really get the traction that fear-based propaganda in the media delivers. I don't know if you've ever watched Black Mirror, but I don't think you could have a conversation around AI and popular culture without at least touching a little bit on that topic. Amazing show, in my opinion. It really makes you think about the misuse of artificial intelligence, especially when it comes to misinformation. And we need an accurate representation of AI, but it's so difficult because of the biases that we all carry. There are iconic characters from all kinds of movies. 2001 Space Odyssey comes to mind in this character, Hal, who runs the spaceship. Hal goes from being helpful to evil. Not his fault. How quickly things can go from being helpful to harmful. We definitely need to exercise caution when working with AI. But especially at this stage, I believe the caution should be not exploring it. I would be very cautious to just watch things happen instead of investigate and be curious and learn about them and try things out. You know, I talk to a lot of people about if they use ChatGPT. Is that something that they use and how frequently? I hear things like, I've tried it. I've used it before. What are people so afraid of when it comes to the use of these tools? Better not to be ignorant to the change, but to embrace it. I encourage anyone who hasn't signed up for OpenAI and started to use ChatGPT to really explore it. Follow people on social media who are teaching things so that you can learn. I'm reminded of Star Wars and characters like R2-D2, who are certainly a level of artificial intelligence. They can communicate, they can provide information, they are plugged in to the internet. and very helpful. But R2-D2, or is, a servant designed to provide aid to others, programmed to be helpful, designed to be kind. And that, to me, sounds like a grateful AI. There are many positive and negative narratives around artificial intelligence, and I'd like to explore both the positive and the negative narratives surrounding AI in popular culture. These narratives reflect the societal attitudes towards the technology. And as discussed, fear gets the clicks. Fear in a newspaper or a headline is far more appetizing to our curiosity than optimism. We know this, but how do we change our narrative to be one of optimism? I personally like to incorporate gratitude into my daily practice. Every morning, the first thing that I do is I'll get out a sheet of paper and I will put "I am grateful" at the top of the page, and I'll list about 30 things I am grateful for. I'll go line by line on the page until the page is complete. This helps set me up to see gratitude everywhere. And I believe that we need to set ourselves up to see things the way that they're going to best serve us. A mentor of mine shared an idea with me: the difference between "I have to do something" versus "I get to." This is a powerful frame. I have to versus I get to. I have to use AI at work versus I get to use AI at work. I have to attend this meeting versus I get to. So the way you approach AI, the frame that you bring to it, will make a big difference in how you experience it. And I want to discuss a little bit about how the popular culture influences these public perceptions, expectations, and fears regarding AI. It's often been said not to believe everything you see on TV or read in the newspaper. It's true. You can't believe everything, but you should make opinions about how you want your life to be in relationship to AI. Is it something you're going to be afraid of, or is it something that you're going to embrace? There are so many predictions people have made over the years regarding technology. Most of the time, we are wrong. We thought we'd have flying cars before we would have artificial intelligence. And it seems like everything is happening simultaneously. Breakthroughs are happening daily. There is constantly news about changes and updates to technology that, you know, months ago weren't even possible. And it may feel a little overwhelming to some, especially, where it's easier just to block it all out instead of learn about each new tool. But the truth is, these tools can be huge advantages in business. And if you're an entrepreneur, or if you work with an organization, it's your job to learn and grow. And the more you learn and grow, the more opportunities you're going to create for yourself and the people around you. What you see on TV, in the movies, these Black Mirror stories, some of it will unfold, but don't be afraid of it. Embrace the curiosity of learning something new. Try it out. See for yourself. But don't let the media control your pessimism or optimism. Bring gratitude to AI, and you'll experience it in a whole new way. I'd like to encourage you, if I could, to share your favorite AI portrayals in the media. You can visit us on Instagram at OpenAI Training, or check us out and our free resources at openaitraining.com. I'd love to hear your opinions on how the media has influenced your perception of AI. It's an exciting topic, and I love talking about the movies and the TV shows. And right now, there are so many opportunities to create and discover. We've got this great community we're building here. I'd love to get the conversation going. So if you want to share, I would encourage it. Thanks so much, everyone, for listening to this episode of the AI Training Podcast with myself, Mark Latimer, the host of the show and the founder of Grateful AI. If you haven't already, hit the subscribe button, leave a review, and share this podcast with your fellow AI enthusiasts. In our next episode, I am thrilled to start getting into real-world AI applications. How can you use AI in your business and your career to really get ahead, really leveraging AI, squeezing the juice of AI? Can't wait to see you there. Love seeing the feedback and the comments, and thank you for all the kind words. We are just getting started. Looking forward to seeing you in the next episode, Real World AI Applications. This has been the AI Training Podcast, and why be good when you can be grateful? I love you.